RSN927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Big owners and breeders race day at Caulfield yesterday. Some stakes racing in Adelaide and Brisbane, but from a Caulfield point of view, it's well attended. The day's really grown in the time since it's been initiated, and with the support of the likes of Adam Sangster and others, the owners and breeders really get to the races at Caulfield and have a great time. And so welcome Joe McKinnon into the program. You weren't able to be there yesterday, Joe, but there was a great feel about the race at Caulfield yesterday.
Good morning, Warren. Yes, always a great day, isn't it? The Breeders' Day at Caulfield. And as you rightly say, it just grows in stature and popularity each year, which is fantastic to see. And it was a big day, payday for King's Consort, wasn't it? As well documented in your chat there with Brad Taylor, winning the two-year-old feature, the $1 million showdown. Of course, King's Consort was a bargain buy for just $32,000 out of the Adelaide sales by Nora Lane Farms' I Love This City. And Georgianis from Nora Lane is our guest on the Talking Horses segment this morning, or our first guest, in fact. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having us.
What a great day for your stallion, I Love This City, yesterday at Caulfield.
Yeah, it was wonderful. He's underrated, the stallion, and it's great to see his first two-year-old from the time we had him at the farm in 2018 finally hit the racetrack and get the results that we always thought he would get.
On type, King's Consort is certainly very stamped by his sire, isn't he? Very similar-looking horse.
For sure. He was well-stamped, and he also had another one in the race, Capital Express, that was trained by Nick Ryan, and he also looks a lot like the stallion.
Can you explain to our listeners a little bit about the background of Nora Lane Farm and your involvement there?
My family, the Alfacri family, have operated the farm for 20 years, and we try to stand good value stallions. And when the opportunity to stand I Love This City presented, we jumped at it, and we currently own him along with Mr. Paul Wolfe and Mr. Duncan McRae, who support the stallion each year. He came to our farm in 2018, and his biggest books of mares are coming through at the moment, and it's great to see stables like the Freedman Stable purchase his stock. They purchased King's Consort for $32,000. They also purchased stakes winner King of Hastings for $32,000. And they've also supported him this year at the Adelaide sales and bought another, bargain buy for $15,000.
And how many mares would he have covered roughly last season?
In the last four seasons, he's served his four biggest books. He served 51 mares last season, and in 2020, he served 124 mares.
Wow, okay, that's a good cover there. But now a result like King's Consort will make it a bit easier to market and promote him, I'm sure.
For sure, and we're looking to reduce his fee to attract big numbers this season. We think that his best is yet to come with those big books, and we just want to make sure that the stallion continues to be heavily supported.
Okay, so his fee is already pretty low, around $8,000. What is the likelihood he'll stand for this coming spring?
We're currently setting the fee, but it's going to be less than $8,800. I'd say $5,000 or $6,000.
Wow, that is a bargain buy. Interesting. Usually people put the stallion fees up when they get good winners, but you've opted to obviously try and attract a wider book of mares. Hopefully that does pay off for you. You also stand another stallion on the roster there?
No, we don't. We previously had Omru Force, but he passed, and I Love This City has, stepped up and he fits the bill. He's a Group 1 winning stallion, and he's a Group 1 producer. And he's only had half a dozen two-year-old runners, and he's had, King's Consort, of course, winning the showdown, Capital Express and Diamond City in New South Wales that has won a race. So we're really excited by what's to come from the stallion. We think the best is yet to come, even though, you know, he's getting on in the years.
Oh, that's great to hear, George. And Noora Lane Farm offers various other services as well, from adjustment through to foaling down and weaning.
Yes, we do. It's a full breeding service, and you know, we pride ourselves on the care of the horses, and we're genuine vendors. At the gold sale just this week, we sent everything through unreserved, and you know, some people picked up some bargains. You know, in particular, we thought that, you know, Nick Ryan and Express Racing bought a filly very well, the I Love This City Xana Girl filly, for $22,000. She's a ripping sort, and people, you know, should be snapping her up straight away.
Oh, very good. Great to catch up with you this morning, George, and understand a little bit more about Noora Lane Farm. And nice to hear that I Love This City has a very secure home there, and you're doing your utmost to attract good books of mares to him.
For sure. Thank you very much for your time.
George Annis there from Noora Lane Farm, based at Euroa. Warren, are doing well, aren't they, with I Love This City? As he rightly said, a very much underrated stallion.
He was a lovely-looking chestnut, wasn't he, for the Graham Begg stable? And it's an interesting strategy, rather than trying to capitalise. Obviously, this discussion was had prior to yesterday's success with the future stallion fee, but just the more mares that they can attract, the greater opportunity they've got of finding more horses like King's Consort.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was some big stallion news for Victoria during the week, wasn't there, Warren, with Swettenham Stud securing a very good horse in Wooded to stand from next season. He's, of course, a son of Wootton Bassett. Really exciting addition to the Australian stallion ranks, all brought about by Adam Sangster, who is our next guest on the program this morning.
Adam was puffing his chest out with a big beaming smile, as we normally see from Adam when he's at the races. It's not just his PR face, that's just Adam's personality. But he was mounting yard yesterday, and obviously a big day for the owners and breeders. Hasn't Toronado in particular done such a great job? But I think the acquisition of Wooded, and then you look at what Wynn's doing, what Anthony Mithen and the team at Rosemont are doing, it's been a really good recent period of time for the Victorian breeding industry.
And it's very much been led by Adam Sangster over a number of years now, the aim to have Victoria stand out more on the national level, and certainly that's happening at the moment. Adam, you'd be very happy with the progress of Victoria as far as the breeding ranks go.
Good morning to all your listeners, and happy Anzac weekend, lest we forget. Yes, very happy indeed for all Victorian breeders, and I really did enjoy listening to that interview you had with Noora Lane, because I mean, it's these farms do a great job, and you know, I Love This City at 6,000, and they sold, as you said, unreserved 12 yearlings at the Vobis Gulls just on Thursday. I mean, yeah, that's a sure testament to the industry, and people have got to support that, because you know, the money going back in from the breeders, especially the stud farms, I mean, the Vobis sires. I mean, I was looking at my account yesterday, which is something which you look at, and Swettenham just alone since 2016, and including this year, would have contributed to that Vobis sires over $650,000 just from my stud, Swettenham. So, you know, we are doing a lot of contribution. We hope that, you know, that the breeders and basically the owners and the end product people do come in and support the industry, because the prize money is so good. And racing, God, yesterday, seeing those crowds, seeing Kirsten Manning and Paul Dugan winning the Guineas with Chantre and all that. It just, I think the number of syndicates, and Ruben Benkel with the showdown, and obviously Anthony Mithen for scooping a lot of the pool, was always a good thing, and they put the money back in. So Joe and Warren, and listeners, it was a very successful day, and, you know, from Swettenham point of view, we'll certainly be continuing with it for years to come, and it's working with Racing Victoria and Thoroughbred Breeders of Victoria. James O'Brien does a very good job.
Fantastic, Adam. I love your enthusiasm for the industry, and it's lovely to see it all pay off. A lot of hard work goes on behind the scenes and sacrifice too along the way that no one really ever hears about. But Adam, a big result for you with the announcement this week that you've managed to secure Woodard for the Swettenham Wasp roster. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joan. That Wootton Bassett blood, you know, Coolmore is, you know, they don't step outside the crease too often and, you know, in getting, identifying stars. And when they purchased Wootton Bassett out of France a couple of years ago, you know, they recognised this bloodline. And really, Woodard, he's a very impressive individual. Group 1 winning sprinter who won the Abbe over Arc Weekend, which is 1,000 metres. He was carrying 62 kilos. Now, it's the equivalent of the Lightning, Joe, and he did it in such style as a first three-year-old who have done it in decades. And I went up to France to Arras de Boucatart a couple of weeks ago to discuss just Toronado and what is setting his fee and really trying to secure him down in Australia for the foreseeable future, for staying down here rather than shuffling up. And Benoit Geoffrey said, Adam, you've got to have a look at my Wootton Bassett horse, Woodard. You know, his foals are looking exceptional. And so we went round the farm for a couple of days. Beautiful country, that Deauville, Normandy. I've got to recommend anybody going across this year must get across there. And we just saw some really good, strong individuals. The mayors who actually, Al Shakab, who owned Woodard, had seen what the mares have produced over the last few years, four or five foals, and there have been some pretty high-class stallions, and yet the Woodards were just outstanding. So it was no-brainer, really. The deal sort of, they know what we've done with Toronado. Interestingly, Mr. Yoshida from the Shaddai Norfolk Farm, they had also just bought into the stallion, so having seen his foals as well. So securing from the Southern Hemisphere at 22,000, including GST, price is significant for the industry, because obviously Al Mansour is doing an enormous job in New Zealand for Cambridge Stud, and his fees are going to be rising, I'm sure, and they've been highly sought after, his stock. So they're very good commercial horses, the Wootton Bassetts, and obviously the juggernaut of Coolmore and Cambridge Stud, you know, endorsing it, Swettenham and Australia have a great opportunity to get into a son of Wootton Bassett down here in Victoria.
So he's now set to stand alongside your other stallions, Highland Reel, I'm Immortal, Puissance de Lune and Rubik. But Toronado, a real standout amongst those. What a season he's had on the racetrack.
Oh, Joe, he really has. A lot of his fillies have been doing incredibly well. He's had, you know, just under Snitzel, he's had more stakes winners than any other stallion in this season so far, and you know, his fillies are just as good as his colts. And funny enough, with Woodard, Toronado foals and High Chaparral mares really suit Woodard. So, but Toronado is doing a very, very good job, and we will be, you know, we'll be certainly announcing the fees in a couple of weeks' time. We just want to give a bit of oxygen to Woodard, and it was good to see Rubik have a nice four stakes winner up in Brisbane. So he's going to have a very strong run as well, because he's just got big numbers coming through, quality mares, and you've seen him serve in the sales ring that they've been averaging enormous good figures during in the Magic Millions and in Premier at Easter, because they've been out of good mares. This is the year where the yearlings were sold when they were $35,000 was the service fee, and the two-year-olds in work at the moment was $30,000 service fee. So he's going to have a really good run as well, and it's great to see. And Puissance de Lune, he keeps on winning races with Kim Waugh and Rob Ralston. So we're having a good run at the moment, Joe.
Oh, that's great, Adam. And Toronado's best flag bearer in recent times at Shelby 66. What a great story that's been.
He really has. And Danny Williams is a great, great, great fella, and it's a lovely story to see. And you know, Shelby 66, he's been a highlight. Just one of those. You know, you love seeing that. He's yeah, I remember standing there with Danny at the English of Sales a couple of years later and asking him about the Louis Lemaitre bought him as a yearling with Danny. I said, how's that Toronado going? He said, I've got a few shares left in him. And a pal of mine then was standing next door who knew Danny. I said, come on, let's get involved. Let's buy into his share. And my friend looked at me and said, oh, no, I won't do that. But anyway, it didn't happen. But I said, don't worry, I phoned up my Sydney friend and just laughed. He took me to races in Sydney to watch him. But I'm so very happy for Danny and his family, because it's a great story. He was about to give up the training ranks, and down there at Goulburn, he's a legend and a bloody good fun. And I've seen him on the dance floor as well at Eric Lucas's wedding, and he and his wife are pretty good. So very good.
Oh, I love it. Adam, really good to catch up with you this morning. I love what you do for the industry, and I think it's a great addition to get Woodard for the Victorian Stallion ranks. Well done, and I hope he makes it. I'm sure he will.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Warren, and thank you to your listeners. Have a good weekend.
Adam Sangster there from Swettenham Stud. So a big week for them, securing Woodard for the roster to stand alongside some very good other stallions.
Yeah, and Toronado is your reference, and Adam reminding us that, Prusson Stalloon chimes in, and Highland Reel, we certainly haven't seen the best of what he's going to achieve at stud yet here in Australia. So, yeah, the competition that the likes of Whidden and Anthony Mithen are generating have kept Adam Sangster on his game, so to speak, but he's been flying the flag for a number of years. Great to see the resurgence here in Victoria, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely, and pretty parochial lot, the Victorians, always... fighting for their spot with the big Hunter studs, but really getting some great results at the moment, which is nice to see.
Absolutely. We've got Group 1 racing in Adelaide next week with the Australasian Oaks, so we'll have plenty to talk about this time next week, Joe.
Look forward to it, Warren.